This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Indie rock band The Collection started out as a Greensboro-based band that originally had around 15 members in that ensemble. Now the band is more spread out across the state and is trimmed down to a lean 7 members. And despite the changes in the roster, the group has stuck to its musical roots with songs about community and spirituality. Collection's upcoming record is called Listen to the River. It's out next month. The band plays tonight at the Garage in Winston-Salem. But first, The Collection joins me in the studio, David Wimbish, on the vocals, Tim Joel Austin, Hope Baker, Hayden Cook, Joshua Dorsett, Graham Dickey, and Joshua Ling, all here as members of The Collection. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Good. Really welcome back, because some of you are with us up in Greensboro. Tell us more about making the transition from this larger group, David, to a smaller group.
Yeah, well, getting in a van consistently with 15 people for a long time smells really bad and is not sustainable. So we had a lot of fun, but we started touring a lot more regularly, and that became a smaller ensemble, though still big enough to fill up this room.
It's big enough to fill up this room. I'm actually speaking to you from Apex because I don't fit in Durham anymore, but because you're here. But what does that do to your sound? I mean, that's a big, 7 people is still a lot. Did it change the sound dramatically to go down?
Totally, yeah. I think we started having to focus more on what the individual instruments sounded like. So before it could be like, here's a string ensemble and bring them in. And now it's like, what sounds can we get out of this instrument or out of that instrument? So I think it forced us to be a bit more creative.
Well, let's hear what sounds you get out of the various instruments in this room. Will you play a song for us?
All right.
For my soul, like it matters which words lead us home, when the end will not reveal its fate, I guess I will rest in palms of grace. Am I lost or found, or am I just here waiting around until someone comes and tells me it's okay to move, and I'll take another step toward you. Tastes like wine. Yeah, you taste like wine. You taste like wine. I can't find those vines. Show me home and we'll go. So come on, show me home and we'll go. So come on, show me home and we'll go. So come on, show me home and we'll go.
Taste like wine.
That's The Collection, You Taste Like Wine, from their upcoming album, Listen to the River. Album that's out next month. The Collection plays at the Garage in Winston-Salem tonight. And I believe, for the first time, on this show anyway, and that was Joshua Ling playing the car key.
It's true.
Now, let me ask you, was it a car key or a house key? Was it a house key? So it was like a house key and a car key.
There's multiple house keys and... And one car key.
Everyone's welcome here.
We could probe the creative decisions about car keys and house keys. But I want to ask you, David, a question about this album, because I understand you were going through some personal turmoil, and it's somehow reflected in this album.
Yeah, so my wife played in the band with us, and we decided to split up very consciously. And I think that kind of also triggered a recontextualizing of our relationship, and also a realization that that was happening somewhat in my spiritual background and where I was with that, and those two things echoed each other. So that's kind of what started the album.
Interesting that we would be talking to Krista Tippett for two-thirds of our show about spirituality, and spirituality in some ways or as an influence on your music, would you say?
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. Totally. Yeah, the band, I think, originally started out of a kind of more Christian-based community. And now different people in the band have different beliefs, and a lot is represented. And my hope is to kind of use questions to be a pursuit rather than trying to give some kind of answers. So, yeah, it's very tied.
There is a theme in this show. Can I ask you to play another song for us?
Yeah, for sure.
Placed upon your scales is more than they were meant to hold. But steady is a hand that leads me home. I've never known its playing, but I'm still grasping at the other end of its rope. Like you. Mama, I know you cannot let go. Though we've both been rowing toward the ocean, it seems our motion split some time ago. Shaky are the hands with which we row. The way the rapids turn, the land of sand feels like a steady plan to take us home. Cord, a kettle left too long, but you won't answer. answer any prayers when I'm alone.
It's The Collection. The song is Mama. The upcoming album, Listen to the River, out next week. And The Collection plays at the Garage in Winston-Salem tonight. Great song. I understand it comes out next month.
Yeah, March 24th.
March 24th. That's when it comes out. And I understand that some of the evolution of this record, you all had a beach retreat and said, bring an instrument and let's see how it sounds.
Yeah. Part of, I think, getting to be a bit of a smaller band was, you know, instead of writing a song and saying, oh, what out of every instrument in the world could we put on this? It was like, okay, what do we own? What do we have? So we had a beach retreat, had everybody bring what they had and ended up with like a harp, vibraphone, saxophone, and a lot of new stuff we hadn't played with. So it was fun.
Well, if you guys end up like in a Mini Cooper, you're going to be, if that's what you buy, you're
that's
in
our
trouble.
New vehicle,
if you buy
actually,
a Mini
yeah.
Cooper, you're going to be a solo act. Well, I'm going to leave you time to play us out. I've got a lot to say here at the end, so I just want to remind everybody that I'm talking to The Collection. Their album is Listen to the River. That is out next month. If you want to hear them before that, go to the Garage in Winston-Salem tonight. The Collection is David Wimbish, Tim Joel Austin, Hope Baker, and Hayden Cook, Joshua Dorsett, Graham Dickey, and Joshua Ling. And you can find out more about their show at our website, stateofthings.org. I want to remind you that our next Movies on the Radio, we're going to talk about gunslingers and saloons. It's all Western show for Movies on the Radio, so check out our website, stateofthings.org, or tweet at us at hashtag SOTMovie to get your picks in so that you can be on our next program. And now the moment that I thought I would never have to, that would never arrive, and I'm sorry to have to do this, but this is the time when I have to say goodbye to Laura Lee. She runs the show here on The State of Things. She's been doing that for the last 3.5 years, and in that time, we have done nothing but get better. And when it became apparent that this show had to become far more intentional in our news coverage, we hired Laura to show us how to do that and do it well without losing our soul as a program about ideas. And that is a lot harder than it sounds, and I can tell you that few people here at this station knew just how hard that would be. And in spite of a lot of challenges, she got the job done, and I can tell you that those of us who put out The State of Things every day are grateful beyond words. She's moving on to work with a young nonprofit with a very bright future, Education NC. So Laura Lee will remain in public service and service to public policy, helping, often against daunting odds, to keep this state a good place to live. I am very sorry to see her go, but I know that she is on to very good things, and we all wish her the best. Laura Lee, thank you for making us better. Collection, would you play us out?
Yeah, thanks.
When I look out the window, I only see my reflection. No memory crescendos, no past dear possessions. Where did all of our time go? Like a ladder with no bottom, and each rung passing below. I've already forgot them. How did I love you the first time that we realized that we both did? And all of the canyons of my mind were suddenly crossed upon your bridges. How did I used to hold you before you knew that you needed it? If everything always feels new, then what if nothing is? And I'm trying to find my way back to where we started. My tired mind holds no maps of the past. driven us blind to why we ever poured the glass. When the rain comes tomorrow and the sun peeks through small cracks, then I'll see you're an echo of a sound I can't get back. Where did all of our time go? What is it that we don't know we're missing? There is no hope in photos if I can't remember the feelings within them. Trying to find my way back to where we started. My tired mind holds no maps of the past. If you are the wine, then I'm the headache you part with, leaving us blind.